This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back in. Yes, I am 41. 41st birthday, baby.
Is that my boy, Ron?
Clint Sterner is looking at an old photo that some of my good friends just decided to send me from the old college years.
The showman.
Well done. Well done. Happy 41st.
Yeah.
It took me a while to find you, in the photo.
You found me there.
I did. But he's buried.
Underneath.
Yes.
Ron Hewley.
Underneath coverage.
On the bottom looking up.
Underneath coverage.
Yeah. He don't know who's got deep, but he knows who's got underneath.
Underneath coverage. I got it for you. All right. As we're in, man, we're having a good time today. Even though we are kind of struggling through the Rockets season as it has come to a close, I think an overall great season that obviously had a tough ending. But we will continue with that just in a bit. But, Clint, this news from Yordan Alvarez is kind of right now the biggest news in the city in terms from a sports perspective, and that is, according to Chandler Rome of The Athletic, Yordan Alvarez is going to the IL with right hand inflammation. We know he set out the last two games with that injury. He was scratched late on Saturday and then set out Sunday. Now, I do want to make it clear that after he was scratched on Sunday, according to the captain, his manager, he said that, Yordan is, it's nothing serious. They don't believe that imaging is something that is something that they need to do. They said Yordan is feeling better, but the Astros are going to stay away from him today. Espada said the team doesn't think imaging is necessary for the right hand.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
There you go, Joe. There's the captain. And Joe Espada said that at the time yesterday. Now, Clint, the tune has changed. He has been placed on the IL. Astros announced Cesar Salazar, catcher, has been called up from AAA to take his spot on the roster, which I can't wait to see what the lineup comes out today as they take on the Brewers. I would imagine, Clinton Tyler, that maybe Diaz is going to start to be a DH, maybe Diaz Caratini in that situation, and the other one catches coming forward, and it feels like that's how they're going to probably handle it, to get those two bats in the lineup, and then when one of them needs a day off, Salazar may step in. But Clint, also to go along with that, Yordan Alvarez flew back to Houston, presumably to see team doctors. That also was announced here within the last 15 minutes that he is no longer on the road trip with them. Calm down, Tyler.
No need for imaging, huh? Sons of bitches.
It does happen with them, doesn't it? They jump from no need from imaging to flying back.
Well, let's be honest, you got a double-edged sword going here. I mean, Yordan is as diva as it gets. And the Astros are as awful as it gets when it comes to communicating with the media. Period. Whether it's injuries or not. So you got two issues here that are colliding to make Joe Espada, he is really in a tough spot.
Why did he say that yesterday? Like, how Like,
well, probably because he.
Do you think it was
Jordan
a huge?
Told him. I'm sure it was just a. It's not near as bad as Jordan makes it out.
Did
to
you
be.
Think?
But, I mean, every time guy slides into second and gets up like his ankle's hurt or something. It's always like, something.
Jordan.
I mean, he does have those surgically repaired knees, Clint. So we'd have to.
Stay. No,
but
I mean,
I'm just saying, like, what
that's
happened?
Hurting his hand.
What happened for him to be so confident to say that we don't need imaging? Like, you don't even say that if you know, like, you're like he's going to play the next
game. Well, I don't know why.
What just happened?
I mean, in pro sports, it is very, very possible and real for him to always say with injuries, hey, man, I'm not going to talk to the media about injuries.
Yeah, like, we're just we're going
to. Joe needs to adopt that method, period.
HIPAA.
I mean, he can go as far as hip if he wants. He can pull a Dusty, but I don't advise he pull a Dusty Baker. He can't get away with what Dusty could. But I mean, just say, hey, man, I'm not going to talk to the media about injuries. We're going to handle this in house.
I don't understand how it got to.
It's wrong every time.
Like, I mean, not just wrong, but desperately wrong. Like, you only say that, Clint, if you have some level of real confidence that, man, he's going to be good. Like, he's gonna be good. Like, yeah, he missed today. He's good. But we don't like. It's so much to a point we don't even have to look at it. How do we get from we don't have to look at it to IL to flying back to Houston to meet with doctor?
It's not ideal.
And this ain't the first time it happened. You remember what were they calling Kyle Tucker's fractured shin last year? A bone bruise?
I don't know. Weak ass shin bruise. Syndrome.
A bone bruise is what they kept calling it for 3 months.
That's right.
Contusion.
Finally, a contusion to bone bruise. Like, good guy. But.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now that we understand, we know he's going to at least be out, 10, 15 games.
Yeah, it depends on how far they retro it. It could be a couple of days retro. So,
but Clint, a team that I feel like we look at, and yes, it is early, but right now, unless they make a change at the deadline, which absolutely could happen, this team is not going to be led. How can I say it nicely? Not going to be led by their offense, and that is going to take a major hit when you take him out of the middle of it. And I know. He has been struggling as much as anybody in the lineup, but still his presence, teams don't view him like he's hitting 209. Teams view him like he's, and you know, he can come out of it. And he beat the Royals last Sunday. He just beat them himself. He is capable of doing that. That is a major, major hit to this lineup.
Well, you mentioned this earlier. I mean, look, the reality is with the Astros right now, they are more dependent on just a handful of players than they have been in 15 years.
Fair.
I mean, and one of those players, the most important one of those players is Jordan Alvarez. And him not being in the middle of that lineup and him not working his way out of the slump and producing more the way he has previously, more so than this year, is a huge plus. Now, you can look at it and say, well, you got some guys that are coming around. You got some guys that are swinging the bat better. The entire lineup isn't batting sub 200 at this point in time. You got some guys that are swinging it better. So the Astros may be able to weather the storm without losing a boatload of games, but you're still just not the same. You're not the same team if you don't have Jordan Alvarez and Altuve on the offensive side. You're not the same team if you don't have Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez from a pitching perspective. Like you're in a rough spot, and to lose one of those big guns is going to be a problem, and it's going to be painful, no doubt.
Yeah, it most definitely is, and they're going to need guys to pick it up. They're going to need Christian Walker, who had been swinging it better, to pick it up. Altuve to kind of get going again. Yeah, you want to know what makes me nervous, fellas?
What's that?
Is this a point where Dana Brown and Joe Espada, the captain, feel like they got to get creative with this lineup again?
Oh, hell. That's all nervous.
What do you think this lineup? Do we know? What do we know what it's going to look like? What it's going to look like? We're going to see Jake in the three spot? The way Jake swung it this
week? Yiner's been swinging it well. He ought to get up there too now.
Yeah, I just like, they like to get creative, and nothing more will get them creative when it comes to their lineup than we've got to do something with Yordan for the next.
Well, you know who your top three are going to be, right?
Do you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's got to be Altuve, Pena. And Paredes, right? You know, it's got to be your top three.
Does he move right up there?
Got
does
to.
He
like who else you going to put up ahead of?
Does he say, we're going to put Christian Walker right there?
I mean, I wouldn't mind it. See, maybe see some better pitches, even though he's been swinging it well.
Swinging it better.
But you've got a handful of guys. I like where the lineup's at in terms of guys turning the corner. Like I said, Yiner Diaz is swinging it better. Obviously, what Jake did with the historic day. Christian Walker swinging it better. I think they'll be fine, but you got to get the big fella back in the middle of the lineup and get him right as soon as possible.
All right, coming up as we continue, the Rockets, their season came to a close, and I just want to get this conversation rolling. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, jump in on this. Those of you on the text line, 713-572-4610, where do you reside now? Are you still in the camp of, hey, this was our first playoff series. They took the Warriors 7. Let's keep this group together and keep growing and maybe do what OKC did and just add minimal guys. Or do you think they should change a bit of this core right now with how this season ended? We'll discuss that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.